SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Cleanup is underway at the site of a Kentucky train derailment. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
State officials and crews with rail operator CSX have been working to remove train cars and spilled material at the site of the derailment near the small town of Livingston. They're also monitoring the air for traces of hydrogen sulfide and sulfur dioxide, but there hasn't been any detection of those substances since Thursday morning. The derailment sparked a chemical fire and prompted home evacuations in Livingston. The fire was extinguished early Thursday afternoon. CSX says the cause of the derailment and what caused the sulfur to ignite are still under investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, an Israeli military spokesman is warning Palestinians in Gaza that the war is not over yet. The IDF posted a message in Arabic Friday, reminding Palestinians that the humanitarian pause was only meant to be temporary. In a video, the spokesman said the northern Gaza Strip was a dangerous war zone and that it was forbidden to move north. Whether either party's candidate will take part in next year's three presidential debates remains to be seen. No one's quite sure what to expect at this point. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Commission on Presidential Debates this week announced that college towns in Texas, Virginia, and Utah will host general election debates. Donald Trump has made clear he wants to debate Joe Biden if he's the nominee. However, the Republican National Committee is considering a boycott of any debates sponsored by the CPD. National Democrats, meanwhile, expressed frustration with the commission in 2020 over what they called its failure to enforce the rules. And the Biden reelection campaign has not said whether he would debate Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A Roman emperor gets the transgender treatment, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Marcus Aurelius Antonius, usually referred to as Elagabalus, was one of the more flamboyantly decadent leaders of ancient times and did routinely parade around in women's clothing prior to his assassination in 222 AD. But now curators of Britain's North Herefordshire Museum have branded the emperor, quote, a transgender woman, and have begun referring to him using female pronouns. A coin bearing his image now appears in the museum's LGBT display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India are expressing outrage at a raid by police on a house church. International Christian Concern reports that police arrested the pastor and several other people, then confiscated Bibles, the PA system, and even the pulpit. The detainees were later released after being charged with forcibly converting Hindus to Christianity, an accusation that they deny. This is SRN News. Missouri's governor is granting pardons at a pace not seen since World War II.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has granted more than 600 pardons in the past 3 years. One man receiving a pardon is Kenny Baston, who's now the pastor at Grace Fellowship Church in El Dorado Springs, Missouri.
Between 16 and 17, I got in a lot of trouble. Burglary, auto tampering, I was fighting a lot.
Governor Parson says he still believes in law and order. But he says when members of the community notice how a person has changed for the better, it has an impact.
You know, who's out there, you know, actually saying, hey, I believe this guy deserves another chance.
So far, Parson has granted 613 pardons and 20 commutations, but he's also denied some 2,400 clemency requests. I'm Donna Warder.
Search and rescue operations are suspended for three people who vanished after a large landslide in Alaska. More details at SRNnews.com.